Live from Indianapolis, Indiana.
USA.
You're listening to Forgotten Favorites.
Forgotten Favorites.
On the Worldwide Legend.
The voice of the world. The sound with the beat. The sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio. The sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine, with radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educate. Syncopates. Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Well, a very good evening from a very, I don't want to brag, but a very nice Naples, Florida today. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing very well. It's very nice here in Albany, New York, if you like cold weather. But I guess we're not really affected by that vortex, they call it, or something like that. So we're not really affected by that, but, you know, I can tell you that it's cold here. Mike, what's going on out there in Indiana?
Oh, we're warming up here, so what can I say?
And we got other members of the panel. Chris, how you doing out there in Boston?
We're doing okay. We, too, just the cold weather came in like late yesterday afternoon, early evening, and we're only going to have it through Friday. It's going to be in the 30s on Saturday and then into the 40s Sunday and 50s Monday. So I don't know what the weather forecast would be for a potential parade on Tuesday or Wednesday if the Patriots win, but it's going to be a nice start to the week anyway.
Well, that's pretty good. There you go. Sean, how's things doing out in Austin?
Doing pretty good. It's in the 50s, and speaking of the Patriots, we just want to remind you all that Sports Lounge Live, which is normally Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, will be this Saturday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, so that we can watch the Super Bowl Sunday, but it will be at the same time, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, just a day early, so remember that.
Very good. Perry, what's going out there in Iowa?
It's frozen here, too. We've been below zero now for about 3 days. I think we finally got above zero, so I guess at least that's a start in warming up.
I understand. I know I might be missing some people, so maybe if I'm missing some...
Gary and Robert.
How are you doing, Gary?
Oh, hanging in, Jeff and everybody. And as Sean said, we're in the mid-50s here, and I think we got some rain coming in the next day or so, a little bit.
Yes, we do. Yep. And we're...
Yeah. And Robert, I always forget where you are. You're in California, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm in Northern California. And I want to remind those that normally listen to the Ringside Reporter podcast, we'll be recording at a special time on Sunday, noon Eastern time. So those of you that download it, you'll be able to get it early in the afternoon instead of waiting until the evening.
And we have Robert. We have Robert this Saturday again. We have stole him for our special Saturday show.
That is correct.
You're going to be over busy, Robert. I'm going to turn it over to you, Bill, and you can continue getting these things going here.
I will, and I will say it's 73 degrees here, so we're so fortunate. And what can I say? But it's time for me to present Jeff's award-winning news.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. And a couple of points, format captains. Smooth jazz hits the Los Angeles market. Another AM radio station bites the dust. And finally, we'll let you know what's happening on the street. Able Jeff had another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and Entercom made news by revising its format captains. Who are those format captains? They're individuals who oversee the formats that Entercom programs in various radio markets. And here's how it all breaks out. Matt Mahitchin and Mark Chernoff are sports captains for the all sports formatted radio stations that Entercom owns. Mark Mahitchin is the program director of radio station KGMZ-FM in Los Angeles, California, and Mark Chernoff is the program director of radio station WFAN-AM in New York City. In the Classic Hits format arena, Jim Ryan is leaving his post as program director for that area. However, it's being taken over by Chris Ebbett, who is the program director of radio station KRTH-FM in Los Angeles, California. Overseeing the adult contemporary format is Jim Ryan and Chris Knight. Chris Knight is the program director of radio station KAMX-FM, and Jim Ryan is the program director of radio station WNEW-FM in New York City. Heading Intercom's talk radio stations is Alan First. Alan First is based at radio station KMBZ-FM in Kansas City, Missouri. The alternative rock format is being headed up by Michael Kaplan, who is the program director of radio station WNYL-FM in New York City. In the all-news arena, Ben Maverick and Ken Charles are the format captains. Ben Maverick is the news director of radio station WINS-AM in New York City, and Ken Charles is the news director of radio station KNX-AM in Los Angeles, California, and they both replace Steve Butler, who was the format captain for All News, who retired from KYW after many years. The country format captain is Tim Roberts, program director of radio station WYCD-FM in Detroit, Michigan. He takes over the reins from country captain Mike Moore, who works at radio station KWJJ-FM in Portland, Oregon. The following individuals retain their format captain duties. Brian Kelly for Top 40, who's based at radio station WXSS in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For Rock and Classic Rock, it's Dave Richards, who's based at KISW-FM in Seattle, Washington. For Urban, it's Reggie Rouse, who's the program director of radio station WVEE-FM in Atlanta, Georgia. For Hot Adult Contemporary, it's Steve Salini, who's the program director at radio station WBMX-FM in Boston, Massachusetts. And finally, for Spanish, it's Jimmy Gonzalez, who's the program director of radio station KMVK-FM in Dallas, Texas. In other news, another AM station bites the dust. This time it's in San Jose, California. The station is KLIV-AM. They transmit it on a frequency of 1590, and they're owned and operated by Empire Broadcasting. The problem here is that the land that the AM radio station is on is worth more than the radio station itself. The land houses the studios for KLIV-AM and KRTY-FM, both owned and operated by Empire Broadcasting, as well as the towers for the AM transmitter. The folks at Empire Broadcasting have found new space for the studios for KRTY-FM, and that move will be made sometime in March. Folks who think smooth jazz is dead might want to move to Los Angeles, California, where Sol Levine's Mount Wilson Broadcasting has made changes to its HD lineup. Smooth jazz can now be heard on the HD3 subchannel of radio station KKGO-FM. The HD2 subchannel of KKGO-FM programs in oldies format. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Brad Lane is the new program director for radio station WTMJ-AM and WKTI-FM. Brad Lane comes to this radio station after working for many years at KSTP-AM in Minneapolis, Minnesota, owned and operated by Hubbard Broadcasting. In other news, changes are afoot at radio station WAAF-FM in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is owned and operated by Entercom. Maddie Blake and Nick Stevens, who had been handling afternoons for this radio station, are gone, and they're being replaced by fill-in host Bob Hanna. Maddie Blake and Nick Stevens were stand-up comedians, and they came to WAAF-FM in 2017. In the world of cord cutting, what's the most popular streaming service? Well, according to a study provided by TiVo, the number one streaming service is YouTube TV. They're more popular than PlayStation, Sling TV, and Hulu. And what about streaming players? The most popular streaming player is Roku, followed by Fire TV. If you use the Apple TV app, the app now supports integration with PlayStation View and Fubo TV. Those are the only two streaming applications that the Apple TV app supports at this time. If you have Roku, you know how painful it is to add a TV service such as Stars and DirecTV. You have to enter all of your payment information using the wireless remote. It's now a lot easier to subscribe to TV services using Roku as long as you have your payment information registered with Roku when you set up your Roku device. According to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week, and there's a big change at the top. Number one is Indeed, the employment recruiting firm. Number two is Geico. Number three is Staples, followed by McDonald's and Lowe's Home Improvement Centers. And what about Home Depot? That ranks number six on the list. Finally, a big congratulations go out to Tom Taylor, who is being inducted into the National Association of Broadcasters Radio Hall of Fame. Tom Taylor was a radio columnist who produced a daily radio report for over 30 years. As a matter of fact, we used his radio column as a source for many of our radio newscasts for just about 10 years. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Very good job, Jeff.
One correction. The KGMZ is not in Los Angeles. Jeff Bennett is a little bit bleary-eyed at 4 o'clock in the morning when I recorded that newscast. It's actually in San Francisco, California.
Right. I was just gonna tell you that, Jeff.
Robert, I beat you to the punch, and I know Lionel has his hand raised.
He does.
Yeah, I do want to go back to something. I mean, I don't know where you got for your information, Jeff, but what I had read regarding KLAV and both KRTY, by the way, I did hear the last few hours, maybe Sunday afternoon, my time, of their country format. But anyway, I heard Bob Kiev wanted to sell both. I mean, I don't know if it's the truth or what's that in addition to what you've already mentioned.
Well, it's very possible he may want to sell both of them, but at least the one I know that's staying on the air in the Inland Empire is KRTY. So if you heard that, I didn't hear that, but it's very possible that he may have had posted this in another newspaper that I didn't have access to.
Yeah, KRTY, they're still making money.
Yeah, they're making money. I think the owner of that station, or the owner of that company, is also kind of elderly, and I think he's looking to make some money. And I'm not sure if he wants to get out of the business or not, but at least that. But they were a top 40 station when I heard them many, many, many years ago, back in the 60s. So they've been around a long time.
My question is, hold on, the format.
Hold on just a second, Chris. Daniel had his hand raised. Go ahead, Daniel.
All right. I mentioned this before we all started that I managed to get the sign-off recorded. Do you guys want me to go ahead and try to air that now, or do you want me to save it for next week? Save, all right. I'm going to have the screen share. So, Bill, do you want me to air this after the caller and format change, or do you want me to try to do this in a rush now?
Well, we'll let you do it after that, okay? So you can have a little bit of time.
I'm going to go ahead and mute myself, and then I'm going to, so that way I can get kind of my screen share going.
Okay, that's fine.
Because I've never used it before.
I didn't see anything that was major in the radio news segment except the format captains, and that's nothing new.
That's what I wanted to ask about, because I think I've heard when you've run down things for iHeart and other places that they do it by city, you know, Cincinnati cluster or the this cluster, that cluster. This they're doing by format. It's very logical because if you, you know, you say, okay, this is working, you know, you're these people are reporting to you and you're in your city and they're in their city and say, hey, this is working in Detroit. Well, why don't we try that in Chicago then? Well, no, it isn't really working over here. And you can kind of get some ideas and bounce things off of people. And, you know, I think that that's a really good concept because you're really familiar with that format because you're working with it every day.
And the only big change, for example, is Jim Ryan, who was handling both classic hits and oldies, and that gives him a break to concentrate what he really knows well, and that's adult contemporary. And he was the program director for many years, long before he went to Entercom and CBS, before it was bought out by Entercom. He was also the format guru who made WLTW in New York City a very big success. So that, you know, that obviously Endicott realizes that, and rather than double his schedule and double his workload with two different formats, they put him on one format, which is the adult contemporary format, which he is most responsible for making a success. Now, WNEW-FM has not been a true success in New York City right now. Maybe they should have gone back to their old format, which was a really good progressive rock, but most people aren't doing that anymore.
Yes.
So yeah, that's all I can say about that particular station. By the way, if you guys have to raise your hands and would like to, it's Alt-Y on the Zoom client. And if you're on the phone, it's Star 9, if I'm not mistaken. And Mr. Morales, go ahead.
Yeah, I did want to bring this up while Daniel's doing what he's doing over there. I don't know if y'all read this, maybe you have, Jeff, but Dick Taylor put out an article on Inside Radio talking about the state of FM translators and basically what a mess FM could be if we keep doing the FCC keeps doing the way their thing's going. You know, one of the top parts of the headline says, you know, the population of Sydney is 5 million. They have 48 FM stations. The city of LA, same. What is theirs? 114. So, you know, his point is less is much better because, you know, we already know how AM is a mess already. FM is going to be the same if we keep going the way we're going with more and more translators.
I'm an FM DXer, and I like to listen to far away FM stations, and all these translators have really prevented a lot of that. Yeah. I was going to buy a very good antenna, but there's no real point in doing that right now. Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you. I don't know if it's time for Jennifer, but it might be time for her at this point. What do you
think? I think it's almost time for Jennifer. I'm just going to make one other point. Talk about that station in Los Angeles going smooth jazz on HD3. Can you honestly tell me anybody that listens to HD radio besides maybe one of us?
I don't know, but I got to give it to Mount Wilson Broadcasting. Sol Levine, he's always trying to do that. I mean, whenever he runs an oldies format, it sounds good. Whenever he ran that, when he ran that big band or that regular traditional jazz format, it sounded good. It sounded good. So I know that many people aren't going to listen to it, but at least he's trying to do something with the HG. Mike, you have your hand raised. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, unfortunately, Hot 105, their HD channel was, they were great. They were running old R&B soul music. Now they are known as Joy, Hot 105, HD2, and they just dumped the soul music. I don't know who's listening, but...
Well,
I don't know, but...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The one thing with the one thing, the only time you ever hear people outside of maybe some of us listening to HD2s and HD3s are when they have a translator that rebroadcasts it for the others that don't have HD radios, like, you know, a lot of them. That's the only time you really see them show up.
Well, we're not like England, and next week, for example, on my featured station is going to be Virgin Radio, which broadcasts only on their digital DAB, which is their digital format, and that's produced by Eureka. It's a Eureka system, and they're on a totally different band. They're not on AM. They're not on FM. They're on their own set of frequencies. Bill, we'll turn it over to you.
All right. It's time for Jennifer's call letter and format changes, and she's got a slew of them this week.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of January 31st. KNCB 1320, Vivian, Louisiana, changes format from classic country to classic rock. KSTP 1500, St. Paul, Minnesota, changes slogan from 1500 ESPN Twin Cities to Score North. WMAJ FM 99. 0.5 Center Hall, Pennsylvania, changes format from adult contemporary to classic rock and changes slogan from Magic 99.5 to 99.5 The Bus and changes calls to WBUS-FM. WBUS-FM 93.7 Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, changes format from classic rock to adult contemporary and changes slogan from The Bus to Magic 93.7 and changes calls to WMAJ-FM. WWJM 105.9 New Lexington, Ohio, changes slogan from The Mix to 94.5 and 105.9 The Mix. CITI 92.1 Winnipeg, Manitoba, changes slogan from 92 CITI FM World Class Rock to 92 CITI The Capital of Rock. CKY FM 102.3 Winnipeg, Manitoba, changes slogan from KISS 102.3 to KISS 102.3 Winnipeg. KAPN 107.3 Caldwell, Texas, changes slogan from Classic Hits 107.3 to Classic Hits 102.3 and 107.3. KGTL 620 Homer, Alaska, changes format from Adult Standards to News Talk. KOGN 1490 Ogden, Utah, changes format from Regional Mexican to Spanish Religious and changes slogan from La Haifa 1490 to Positiva Radio 1490. KZNE 1150 College Station, Texas, changes slogan from Sports Radio 1150 The Zone to The Zone 1150 AM 102.7 FM. WOCY 106.5 Carabel, Florida, changes format from sports to country. WRIL 106.3 Pineville, Kentucky, changes format from CHR to Hot AC. WXAG 1470 Athens, Georgia, changes slogan from WXAG Radio to WXAG 92.7 FM and 1470 AM. KCMC 740 Texarkana, Texas, changes slogan from 740 The News Authority to 107.1 FM 740 AM The News Authority. KHND 1470 Harvey, North Dakota, changes format from Adult Contemporary to Classic Rock. KTFS FM 107.1 Texarkana, Arkansas, changes format from CHR to Talk an ad slogan, 107.1 FM, 740 AM, the News Authority. KTTY 105.1, New Boston, Texas, changes format from classic hits to country and changes slogan from Hits 105 to Hot FM. KYSX 105.1, Billings, Montana, changes format from adult contemporary to classic rock and changes slogan from 105.1 Star FM to 105.1 The Bone. WARB 700 Dothan, Alabama, changes format from silent to urban contemporary and adds slogan Vibe 105.9 FM. WITC 88.9 Cazenovia, New York, changes format from silent to adult alternative. WLDR FM 101.9 Traverse City, Michigan, changes slogan from 101.9 WLDR to the new 101.9 WLDR. WQAN 99.3 Beulah, Michigan, changes format from adult contemporary to classic rock and changes slogan from 101.9 The Bay to Q 100.3. WQMV 1060 Waverly, Tennessee, changes slogan from AM 1060, playing the best of 30 years of rock and roll, to the home of classic rock and roll. WRON 1400 Ronset, West Virginia, changes format from silent to talk and adds slogan News Talk 97.3. WSPZ 1260 Washington, D.C., changes format from not available to News Talk. WTNR 94.5 Holland, Michigan, changes format from country to adult alternative and changes slogan from Thunder 107.3 94.5 to the Q 94.5. WXJC 850 Birmingham, Alabama, changes format from Southern Gospel to religious teaching and changes slogan from The Truth to Talk. WXJC FM 101.1 Coleman, Alabama, changes format from Southern Gospel to religious teaching and changes slogan from The Truth to Talk. WYDE 1260 Birmingham, Alabama, changes format from Southern Gospel to Soft Christian. WYDE FM 92.5 Cordova, Alabama, changes format from Southern Gospel to Soft Christian. WZGM 1350 Black Mountain, North Carolina, changes format from sports to business news and changes slogan from CBS Sports to Biz Radio 1350 AM. CKHY 105.1 Halifax, Nova Scotia, changes format from classic rock to soft AC and changes slogan from Rock 105.1 to Jewel 105.5 FM. KGA 1510 Spokane, Washington, changes primary format from sports to urban contemporary and adds secondary format sports and changes slogan from Northwest Sports Talk to 103.5 The Game. KMXA 1090 Aurora, Colorado, changes format from regional Mexican to sports and changes network provider from Intravision Radio La Suavecita to ESPN Deportes Radio Network. WGBJ 102.3 Auburn, Indiana, changes format from regional Mexican to alternative rock and changes slogan from La Unica 102.3 to all 99.5 and 102.3. WKQR 92.7 Mullins, West Virginia, changes format from CHR to adult hits and changes slogan from Kiss FM to 92.7 The Mix. 6, WOKV 690, Jacksonville, Florida, changes format from news talk to sports and adds network provider ESPN Radio Network and changes slogan from News 104.5 WOKV to ESPN Jacksonville, 690 AM, WXZO 96.7, Willsboro, New York, changes format from Rhythmic CHR to Classic Hits and changes slogan from Hot 96.7 to METV-FM. The following stations have signed off the air. KSKE 1450, Buena Vista, Colorado. KUQU 93.9, Enoch, Utah. WAIK 1590, Galesburg, Illinois. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week for All Things Radio. I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
All I can say is, Jennifer, thank you very much. And there was a lot of call letters to go through there. And how much business radio will be audiences in Black Mountain, North Carolina?
I tried working on that, and I don't know what it is. I guess, so what I did to get this moved over from the TuneIn to my phone is I went and screen recorded the same thing, and it did not work and save as a screen or save as like a video. So it saved as the video, but it did not allow me to play it over.
Well,
this, so I have no idea how to fix that.
Okay, Daniel.
Why don't you talk to us off air, Dan, and we can we'll
fix it for you.
All right, thank you so much.
We can screw it up.
Some hands up, and the first one is Mike from Florida. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's interesting about the station, and I'm not sure where it was. They changed call letters to the WBUS. We had a station here in Miami at 93.9 WBUS.
That's right.
They called it the Magic Bus.
Yep, they were. They were progressive rock, and I was there in the summer of 73, and they changed from progressive rock to jazz right while I was there, which is too bad because I was enjoying the station.
Yeah.
Down the tubes it went, as far as I was concerned.
Right.
Lionel is next. Lionel, go ahead.
Yes, so you know, by the way. Yeah, KGA. I swear that format has gone through so many changes in the last several years. Shoot, I remember when they were doing country way back in the 80s. I remember they were a 50,000-watt powerhouse, listening to them overnight in the West Coast in California where I grew up. But, of course, they became talk and now sports, now doing this hybrid. So, whew, what a whirlwind they've gone through.
I think radio is going to have trouble finding itself. One of the things that I didn't bring up, but I think it's interesting to note, and I want to thank Mike out in Indiana for telling me about this. Spotify is inventing or working on a streaming player for your car, and the way this player will work, it will sync to your car stereo via Bluetooth. It's being made by a company called Plex. It's not out yet, but I guarantee you sometime later on this year it will be out. And this is another thing that radio has to deal with is other competition to its success because of things like such as streaming players. The other big thing is, of course, with Pandora. Pandora is under a lot of change. A lot of their head executives have left the company now that Sirius Satellite Radio is taking it over, and we're going to see some major changes on how they do business in the near future. So those are two things to look for in the world of radio news these days. I think we're going to find out radio is going to be more and more challenged these days, and it's going to be interesting to see how radio is going to be able to survive as a medium that we're all used to. And some countries have eliminated analog radio altogether, so I don't think that's going to happen here, of course, in this country, but it will be interesting to see what happens. Any of you guys have any comments on this?
Well, I think AM radio is pretty much gone non-existent. I think everything is being transferred to FM, and now with everybody having various devices to listen to things on, I think radio is going to have a very hard time of keeping up with stuff.
Well, it's interesting, Robert. If you look at the ratings in the different cities, and if you really listen to the whole month, you'll see that some cities, like the San Francisco AM, is still very popular, or AM type formats are more popular. Los Angeles AM is almost nowhere to be found. KFI is the only AM that's doing anything. So it's, it sort of depends on the city, and it depends on what the formats are.
But you have one or two terrain issues.
Well, that's why AM's still big there, but. I know that myself, I very rarely listen to the radio because I can't get weather on the radio. I can't really get news on the radio. So I have my iPhone, so what do I need the radio for?
That's true. Sean, you wanted to say something, Sean?
Yeah, and most markets kind of turned into a little bit what Chris said. I mean, so you have one or two AMs that do well, but in general, a majority of the AMs are lower. Like you have in San Francisco, you have a couple, KNBR, you know, sometimes KSFO, KGO has in the past, KCBS. But, I mean, other than that, you know, then you look at the rest of them. If you go most of the bottom of the list are all AM, or like in New York, you have WCBS and WINS do well. But then other than that, then you start going down.
But on the other hand, WLW in Cincinnati is number one all the time.
And they're an exception because a lot of Clear Channel radio stations have mainly syndicated programming. And you take a station like WLW, that's all live and local. And even WBZ, as bad as they have, even though you may not like what they're doing with their all-news operation, because they definitely cut back, they're all live and local during the day, pretty much.
In those markets, it's all because they have that second talk station to put their syndicated, kind of like KOA has KHOW, WLW has 550, KFI puts all their syndicated on 1150. They have that second talk station so that they can go local.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, like, WABC in New York has some live programming, but a lot of it's mainly syndicated, and it's not good. But then, and they wonder why they don't do well. And the same thing with WR. That's why they just added when they dropped the sports talk because they lost the Mets, they added the local live talk show in New York. So that's also an issue.
We got about three hands. Jerry first, then Joe, and then Daniel.
Go ahead, Jerry. Oh,
okay, my question is, this is for Floridians. Mike, you probably would know this in Aventura. When did the station at 690 in Jacksonville drop the call letters WAPE? I remember I used to love listening to them, like in 1964 and 65, like before the sun would set and they would drop their power. And, you know, here in the great rock and roll there.
I think sometime in the 90s. I'm not exactly sure.
I know when Hurricane, whatever that hurricane that went through there, they were WPDQ then, because I remember I was in Houston listening to them. They were running their day pattern, playing oldies and stuff, and doing stuff for the area there. They were PDQ then. That was, what, 89, I think.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Okay, this is Joe here at Albuquerque. I used to live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so I'm 1500, which has been sports for a long time, now changing it to the Score North. Of course, I realize Tim would probably have more information about what these changes have done, but I know it's still owned by ESPN and of course, Stanley Hubbard, the original Hubbard station. So it is fascinating that they would actually do that.
Well, they're not changing formats. They're just updating their original format, the sports format, and they're giving it a more professional, a different kind of sound. And they're also promoting themselves more on other platforms such as digital. And they have an app for the station as well. They're still owned and operated by Hubbard Broadcasting.
Yeah, I think the problem is that the host lineup at ESPN has gotten so weak that I think people are trying to disassociate a little bit from ESPN Radio. It used to be great to just say you were the ESPN station in town. You had all this other stuff. But now, I think what that probably indicates is they've probably got some local sports stuff, and whatever they can do to make it and to make it Sports North, it would be the North Country, Minnesota, whatever. I think that's their idea.
Daniel is next. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, so you guys are just talking KSFO here. Well, that's one of the stations I listen to first thing in the morning when I get up before I go to work or do whatever. And because they're so popular, and you would think it's because of their AM signal, well, that's actually partially the case, but the other half of that case is their morning show is the most streamed morning show in America, believe it or not.
Wow, oh, that's interesting. Bill, I think it might be time for your feature.
I think it might be. You know, we're taking a little different approach this week on the feature. I've never really done this before, but kind of looking through AM stations, and I visited Tampa, Florida a lot in the 80s and 90s, and I thought, oh, this sounds familiar. So I pulled a feature, which is going to be a two-part series. We'll do the first part tonight, of WFLA Channel 8 from Tampa television in the 50s and 60s. And I think you'll relate to this because it sounds a lot like radio. So get you something cold to drink, and hopefully you'll enjoy this feature of WFLA in the 50s and 60s.
WFLA-TV is on the air.
On February 14th, 1955, WFLA-TV signed on with live coverage of the Gasparilla invasion and parade. Today we celebrate that beginning and the 50 years that followed. Join us as WFLA-TV News Channel 8 looks back at our golden decades.
We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your bad rides on. Join me home.
The 50s. In the Bay Area, the original Sunshine Skyway Bridge opened. The area got its first shopping plazas. Doc Webb's Web City was in its prime. Switchboard still plugged in. Tampa boasted its first international airport. And NBC premiered the Today Show with Dave Garraway. And the Tonight Show with Steve Allen.
Steve Allen.
Hello, I'm Bob Height.
And I'm Gail Searins. Welcome to News Channel 8's anniversary special, 50 Years, the Golden Decades. With NBC, WFLA-TV became the Bay Area's very first VHF network affiliate station. It was owned by the Tribune Company, which also owned the Tampa Morning Tribune. While the tower went up near Riverview, building construction was underway for the WFLA-TV and WFLA AM and FM radio studios at 905 East Jackson Street in downtown Tampa.
George Harvey Sr. was Channel 8's first general manager, and he was hired to get the station built and get it on the air before any other VHF station in the market.
To do that, he relied on the knowledge, experience, and inventiveness of the people of Channel 8. Four of those 1955 pioneers, John Martin, Chuck McLaren, Ruth Bender, and Peter Holtz, came together in the News Channel 8 studio recently to share what it was like in those golden days.
Well, I was a cameraman engineer, and going on the air with a remote like that for the first time was really a big risk. Setting up, but we had to set up on Franklin and Washington Street and bounce off two different buildings just to get our signal back to the station. That was a big deal there, but we had the Children's Parade coming up. We also had the Gasparilla Ball, and it was amazing. Everything worked out the way it did.
It was the live remote truck that really got us off at a good start. It was the first in the Bay Area and probably first in the state. Wally Pritchard had come down from WSB in Atlanta, and he had the remote savvy, so he took over the truck. The station rated other TV stations for experienced personnel, Palm Beach, Orlando, New York, NBC, ABC, and the military. And many of these guys were World War II vets. I was a camera operator engineer and came here in April of that year from Air Force Television.
I was the administrative assistant for Mr. Harvey, and the first few weeks and months were just crazy, and they were still trying to finish up the building inside and out. So, of course, we were still trying to get work done on getting going with the network, getting the Gasparilla going, and all of our local programming. It was a madhouse.
Monday, February 21st at 7 p.m., we signed on with NBC's evening lineup, which consisted of the John Cameron Swayze News Caravan, Sid Caesar, Milton Berle, Loretta Young, and a host of the popular NBC shows. 10:30 to 11:30 was syndicated film time, and as film director, that was my responsibility, plus editing the news and sports features.
And then the week of the February 28th, we went pretty much full operation with NBC's daytime schedule, including Howdy Doody. We also gave the Bay Area its very first color broadcast from NBC.
Then we started producing local shows and commercials live. We did 8 back-to-back half-hour live on Saturday. Two that were very popular were Latin Quarter from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Cesar Gonsmart and his orchestra from Ybor City's famed Columbia restaurant would take over one end of the studio with live music and dancing. From 6 to 6:30 was Science Speaks with Roger Early at his drawing pad, sketching and explaining topics like life in the ocean, the atom age, nature's fireworks. He did hundreds. He also became one of our first weathermen.
I can't remember all the weekday shows, but I remember Florida Garden Land with Bert Livingston and plants all over the studio.
I remember RFG Florida with Marty Lyles. That was a farm show we did for years.
What about the Tom Moore Show with Jack Golly and the Showman?
Oh, yeah. And Emily Moody's Live and Learn. It was an interview show.
I remember the Sunday morning comics being read by Paul Jones and his wife.
And Olga Cooks, when she did, the entire crew ate well.
Remember that outdoor studio behind the building where we telecast the circus?
And don't forget our first election coverage. Boy, was that rough and primitive by today's standards. But we did it.
My most vivid memories are the live remotes we did for NBC's Wide, Wide World. We took that great old production truck to Cypress Gardens, where our engineers perfected the first camera on a moving boat with its own power.
If you look eastward, this is Wiki Wachee.
Oh, and we went to Wiki Wachee, a special with Arthur Godfrey and lots of underwater stuff.
Now you are underwater with our live television cameras.
First remote unit and crew to be flown to work. We were loaded on a Globemaster at MacDill Air Force Base and flew to Eglin Air Force Base near Pensacola, where we shot a special for the military.
Yeah, those were the golden days.
Yeah, they really were.
Holding all this live TV production together were production manager Carl Berquist, senior director George Geiger, Frank Stringer, also a director, and scenic designer Jack Bright.
In the late 50s, the station installed its first in-house videotape machine and acquired what we think was the first video recording truck in the nation.
In those early years, newscasts were short and simple. Our first one on February 21st, 1955, was a whopping 4 minutes and 30 seconds. But once regular programming was in place, newscasts became 15 minutes and then half hours.
Sam Latimer, news director for WFLA Radio, inherited the TV news operation as well. He was our first news anchor. Also from WFLA Radio was sportscaster Milt Spencer, who moved to the TV side as sports director for both, along with Guy Bagley, working with Milt Spencer in sports, and weatherman Jack Sturr.
All these guys took us into the 60s, and that's where we're going next, with the help of Art Steele, Joe Mannion, and Tony Hamilton, right after this.
Check out News Channel 8's timeline. Go to TVO.com, keyword 50 years.
Furman, service, selection, and value since 1895.
I'll tell you something.
Plenty of big news stories in the 60s. I remember the decade started off with a roaring wind as Hurricane Donna ripped across Florida in September of 1960.
But we'll let the news people who covered the 60s take it from there. From Channel 8 News, Art Steele, Tony Hamilton, and Joe Mannion.
Any conversation about news in the 60s has to start with Bill Henry. I came to the station in 1957 as a news anchor at 11 o'clock, and Bill was brought in as news director and 6 p.m. anchor in 61. Bill had a broad view of what was happening in other parts of the world and how it affected us. For instance, although the Korean War was officially over, he realized that Korea sat right next to some other very hot spots. He produced a documentary about Korea, Freedom's Frontier. I was in Berlin to cover the building of the Berlin Wall.
This is Art Steele, Channel 8 News.
It was an incredible experience, professionally and personally. Following the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, I was the first newsman outside of the networks allowed inside Cuba, where we were able to see the offensive weapons removed from that island.
During the 60s, I was a beat reporter. I covered crime scenes, sports, politics, you name it. We did our own camera work back then, even filming our own stand-ups, turning the camera on, running around in front of it, doing our stand-up, then running back to turn it off, then rushing the film back to the station to be processed. We then wrote our stories, edited the film, and put it on the air. One of the biggest stories we worked on was when President Kennedy came to Tampa in November of 1963. Arch and I were part of a team of 12 or so people assigned to cover the different areas of his visit.
I was at MacDill Air Force Base when he arrived.
I started out in downtown Tampa. Then I went out to Al Lopez Field for the Tony Janus anniversary.
The President of the United States.
And finally out to the state chamber meeting.
His assassination on the 22nd left an indelible impression on all of us. We'd been very close to him just 4 days before.
I'd like to add something about Bill Henry. Bill was instrumental in developing early coverage of NASA and the space program, a great love of his. I was lucky enough to join him and cover all of the flights from the very early ones through Apollo 17 at the Cape.
I joined the newsroom in 1966 as a reporter anchor on the noon program and on the weekend news. About the same time as the beginning of busing, as Tampa schools and schools across the Bay Area were being integrated. Also happening, anti-Vietnam War demonstrations, like the one at USF in Tampa in the late 60s. I did a documentary called Cult of Violence about racial unrest and rioting. It was also a time of growth for the area. Jet service came to our international airport. Tampa built a football stadium that opened in 67, hosting the University of Tampa versus the University of Tennessee. I don't remember who won that game. Does either one of you remember?
No. Well, it was Tennessee 38-0. You see, I know these things.
Some of the programs from the 50s that continued into the 60s were Gasparilla, of course, every year. History in the Making with Dr. Stephen Spironos, Sam Latimer's news conference, and election coverage.
Now, if you were a youngster in the Bay Area during the 60s, you knew Jerry Martin and Jack Jarvis, just not by those names.
Jack and I became TV personalities back in the early 60s, real early. And it all started when they hired a guy by the name of Bruce Roderick, who started the Uncle Bruce Show. And he did a Saturday morning lineup with his puppets, had a ventriloquist dummy. And I was his floor director. It was my job to cue him and try to keep him, you know, happy. And then one day he asked if I wanted to be a clown and work with him on the show. I guess he liked my big nose, you know, clownish nose. So in 62, I joined Uncle Bruce, and we went on to be Uncle Bruce and Barney for till 65.
The Monster of the Amazon.
We used to make these adventure films, and we would cut them down into chapters like they did on the matinees, movies, you know. Where are they going to be next? Are they going to be tuned in tomorrow to see what happened to Barney or Uncle Bruce? And that was really exciting.
After Bruce left, it became the Barney Bungalupper Show with Hector Hambo. And I was Hector, and we took over that Saturday morning cartoon block. And that continued with that serialized chapter concept. And we made a lot of personal appearances, I think, one year about 60, and we were Barney and Hector into the early 70s. Our real jobs, we were producer directors. It had nothing to do with being clowns. We were just picking up extra money. I remember I became production manager, I think, in 75. One of our biggest hit shows in the 60s was High Time, our version of American Bandstand. It was a live weekly show, and I directed it for many years. We'd have a different school in each week, and we had some popular bands from the Bay Area, and they'd bring in the cheerleaders. It was a good dance show, and there was a waiting list to get on that every year. I remember Jack Sturr was one of the hosts along the way.
Let's all dance, listen, and watch as they're going to play Baby, What You Want Me to Do.
The 60s sure were fun.
Did you notice that some of the film clips were color instead of black and white? That's because in 1965, the Channel 8 Color Lab was built just about where the old circus ring used to be, with the ability to shoot, process, and broadcast color. The first local telecast in color was, appropriately enough, Gasparilla. WFLA-TV became the first in the Bay Area to go full color in June of 1966.
And the first of our on-air people made it to the big time. Weatherman Gordon Barnes took a phone call one day and was on his way to CBS.
Some other familiar faces from the 60s and into the 70s were reporters Merrill Stebbins, Ray Blush, and Gordon Alderman.
The times were getting ready to change, boys, and her name was Jan Morris.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Well, there you go. There's our feature for the first part of the Tampa Bay WFLA. And I think it transitioned well, and it mentioned a lot of radio. So I don't think we
went. They had to work by the seat of their pants back then, Bill. They didn't know what they were doing initially. They learned just by making mistakes and learning by doing. That's how they did it back then.
It's kind of like us, Jeff.
The wild thing is, I actually watched that entire special when somebody uploaded it to YouTube. So it's fun to listen to again for me.
The interesting thing is how late TV got down there. And, you know, you think of television as being national right away. Well, first of all, I know, for example, that the first national coast-to-coast World Series didn't make it on until 1952 with NBC. But like in Boston, we had WBZ-TV starting in 1948, Channel 4, Channel 7, WNAC in 49. But, you know, it sort of spread, I guess, from the coast and, you know, did the big Midwest cities and then, you know, took till 55 to get to Tampa. And that's what we think of as a big big market now, but you know, back then it's amazing. They must have been hearing about these TV stations all over the country, and when are we ever going to get it?
That's and true. Austin it came on in 53, so, and back then we were a lot smaller, which is surprising that we had it before Tampa, which, you know, that's kind of
hot. Well, was there 724 that raised his hand?
It was Jerry. Yes, go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. Well, this is something funny. This is something I used to do when I was a kid. We had a neighbor, believe it or not, that would spend. Now, I had knew nothing about when I first started the DX. I knew nothing about Florida radio at all. The only station I knew was WQAM because I would listen to that when WFIL in Philadelphia would go off the air. But we had a neighbor. He would go to Tampa every winter. He'd spend the whole winter down there. And I really liked this guy. And I used to, my brother and I, we had a portable record player. And I used to play my 45s. And I used to pretend I was a disc jockey. And I would say, here we are in WFLA, not knowing here in Tampa. And I would say hello to my neighbor and not knowing such a station existed.
That's pretty
really
funny.
Sure
that
did.
Really is.
A couple things to mention that I found earlier today while we're on a break from features. We have Tommy Thrall is going to join the Cincinnati Reds broadcast. Remember, we reported on the Marty Brenneman retirement last week, so they are bringing in. He's from their AA team in Florida, and he's going to join the Reds thing. And the annual celebration of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and those guys that were killed in the plane crash is underway at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. They do it every year, and that is underway for this year.
And that's the 60th anniversary.
It was exactly. That's what I was just going to say, yep.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's hard to believe that they've been gone so long, because you think, you know, you hear that Big Bopper and you hear Buddy Holly's songs, it seems like only yesterday when they would.
Well, to us, Jeff, I think to other people, it seems like it's before yesterday. Because well, they weren't born.
And the whole story about that, how Waylon Jennings was supposed to be on the plane and he gave up his seat to the Big Bopper. And
that's
what
right.
was the thing with that? He said, I hope your plane crashes, I hope your bus crashes or something.
I don't know. But I thought there were two people raising their hands. Did you see that?
Yes, Daniel is one of them. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, also, a piece of news I saw before coming on here about 30 minutes prior to airtime. One of the things I saw was, I guess, the St. Louis Blues are moving from KMOX to WXOS, whatever their call is over there.
ESPN 101.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, where the Rams used to be, yeah.
And one more person raised their hand.
And that's Lionel.
Go ahead, Lionel.
Bruno, by the way. I can never pronounce his last name, but Tim, what's his name? He's been on the air doing Red Sox alongside with
Tim Neverett.
Castellone. He's doing, he'll be doing Dodger games alongside Rick and Charlie this year on 570 LA Sports.
Correct. He's going to do a selected schedule. Charlie Steiner is, turning 70 this year, and so he's going to cut back a little bit. It's not going to be a severe cutback, but Tim Neverett's going to come out for certain games, and I don't know how many he's going to do, but he's going to be in there, yeah.
Hearing the World Series this year, I really was not a big fan of his to begin with, but I hope it'll work out for him. But I didn't realize Charlie was 70, but
he is.
I believe, Chris, that Tim Neverett is also going to do some TV work, and that's probably going to be when Joe Davis is doing his Fox stuff.
Right, so between the two, he'll be out there, you know, and back and forth. And, of course, a lot of he's still going to stay in Boston, and it was interesting because when they said he was going to commute to wherever, we thought just the guessing was that he might go to the Mets, but he did not.
Well, you know, talk about Charlie Steiner.
character.
Maybe you don't like him as a sports announcer, but he was a news reporter or did news at WXLO in their Top 40 era it was 99XFM in New York City, and he's been around a long time. So he's been.
I liked him on SportsCenter, on ESPN SportsCenter back in the day. He was good.
Yeah, and he also used to cover all the big fights for ESPN.
Yes, he did. He was the boxer.
Yes, he did.
On WOR in 1983, he did the New Jersey Generals game, and guess who owned them? Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's right.
One other note for baseball, the Oakland A's are still working on a radio situation. That is still murky. They're in negotiations with Major League Baseball. If they can't get a radio deal solved, it looks like they're going to be streaming like the Devils and the Kings and a few of the other NHL teams do.
Yeah,
and they're in consultation with the MLB on that, so stay tuned.
But it sounded like from the article that we had that we saw, it sounded like they're close with some stations, so they do think they'll get on the air somewhere in the Bay Area. Sounded like it.
All right, guys.
The A's have moved all over the place.
You know what, Bill? I think it's time for our feature. I want to make sure we have enough time for the air check and everything else, and we want more people to participate. So
yes, we do.
It's 646-876-9923, 646-876-9923, and the meeting ID is 287-723-4600. Hit the pound key twice, and you'll be in like Flynn, as I always say. Over to you, Bill.
All right, let's go to Minneapolis, Minnesota for Jeff's featured station. Well, he'll tell you all about it.
With an increasing number of radio stations adopting the soft adult contemporary format, how about a trip to the Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota market? This week, you're going to listen to radio station WGVX and its sister stations owned and operated by Cumulus Media. The station has adopted the soft adult contemporary format, and we're going to hear their radio announcer, Amy Carlson. I think they do a very good job with this format, and I think you're going to enjoy how they present the soft adult contemporary format. So without further ado, sit back and enjoy radio station WGVX-FM on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
You can feel the love when you hear the music you love. Love 105.
Stay for just a while.
Nothing like a little Celine Dion to warm you up. The Power of Love on Love 105.
The whispers in the morning.
These are the songs you can sing along with in the car. Love 105. Love is all around. 105.1 in the south and east, 105.3 in the north, and 105.7 in the west and both downtowns. The music you love is on Love 105.
We're Love 105 with Berlin, Take My Breath Away. Good morning, it's Amy Carlson. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Here are the Bee Gees.
The music you love while you work. All day, every day. Love 105. Music you love. Love 105.
Little known fact about Chaka Khan. She's got four siblings. One of her sisters, known in the music business as Chaka Boom, and she's also a successful musician. Here's Chaka Khan on Love 105. Well, winning $1,000, that would warm you up today, right? Well, you've got four chances to do that. Well, three more. Every weekday, we're giving you four chances. And the $1,000 workday payday, your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 11. Be listening for that national keyword. Good luck.
I've been through so many changes in my life, woman. Oh, yeah.
Love 105. The job just got better, didn't it?
Don't go changing.
You've got four chances a day at $1,000. Another one is coming up in less than 10 minutes with the $1,000 Workday Payday on Love 105.
If there's something you want to hear or just introduce yourself to me, I'd love that. Email me at amy@love105.fm. Here are the Beatles on Love 105.
WGVX Lakeville, WLUP Cambridge, WWWM Eden Prairie, Love 105, a Cumulus station. Here's your chance to pick up a New Year's bonus now with a $1,000 Workday Payday on Love 105. Text the national keyword, BANK, right now to 95819. That's BANK to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and message rates may apply. It's the $1,000 Workday Payday on Love 105.
Music you love, we're Love 105. I'm Amy Carlson. One thing I have learned, because I can't stand stopping to get gas on days like today, stop to get gas. Make sure you keep at least half a tank of gas in the car, because gas can freeze or get slushy, and that can lead to problems. Just make that quick stop if you can. Bundle all up, cover your face with a scarf, and just go for it.
Sometimes it's this.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Sometimes it's this.
And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make.
And sometimes it's this.
When I say yes, I feel wonderful tonight.
But one thing's for sure, it's always the music you love on Love 105.
Well, there you go. A quick listen to radio station WGVX-FM with their soft adult contemporary format from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And it would be interesting to see what the panel thinks of this radio station. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, or if there are any featured stations that you'd like me to present, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail via our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, ending option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Great feature, Jeff. And thanks to all the moderators here in the meeting who are directing traffic. It sure makes my job a whole lot easier.
And Lionel, thank you for letting us know the names of all the songs. Yeah. I think that's pretty funny that you're doing that. We had three people raise their hands.
We did. Let's go with Dave first.
Hi, Dave McElroy here. Am I in there?
Yes, you are.
Go ahead.
Okay, good.
You're good.
Go ahead. Yeah, just wanted to say, I noticed on the color and format changes that we had a CITI in Winnipeg. Oh, be quiet. CITI in Winnipeg. And I was just at a Canada must be increasing their radio station footprint because normally they've only had CB, CF, CJ, CK, and I think that's about it. Because of CM in Cuba, of course. So I guess that's the first CI I've ever heard.
Well, that's interesting. So we have, but I'm going to go with
Daniel.
You, Tim. Go ahead.
Daniel's next.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Well, I have to admit, I am a sucker for the soft ACs because I love them a lot. But well, I have to admit, you know, Love FM is a lot different than the Breeze.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, it's I call it easy listening for us older guys. When I was a kid, and I hate to say it that way, but I was a kid growing up in New York City. My parents listened, and I used to turn that garbage off, and they'd be listening to WPAT, and maybe Chris, your folks would listen to WJIB.
Or
maybe they would be listening to WRFM or WPAT or WVNJ, and I said, oh, God, I can't stand this stuff. And now what comes around goes around, because now, as you're seeing a lot of these radio stations do the soft adult contemporary, and they are going to get all the older listeners, the people who aren't going to listen.
It's very reminiscent of the soft AC of the 90s. I was just sitting there thinking probably the WLTW when they, the 80s and 90s, the heyday, or even the old days of Magic 95, here in Austin, or, KVIL and Dallas, different. It's definitely very reflective. And I noticed, I guess that one, because the playlist, of course, was 70s, 80s, 90s, so I guess that was more of a soft oldies than just a soft AC.
We have Tim, then Lionel, then Karen in that order. So, Tim, go ahead.
He might be muted. So, I think he was having a problem with Zoom and muting. Go ahead, Lionel.
Go ahead, Lionel.
Yeah, it's not related to Love FM, but, I feel the same way. I mean, I turn to the different, contemporary Spanish stations around the country, L.A., New York, Florida, doesn't matter. But anyway, a lot of the contemporary music of today, Mexican music, is just garbage, but the ones that do stand out, that do play, like Jose 97.5 and Arcadia out there, or Summerly, La Preciosa has gone down to two, but anyway, those type of stations, a lot of stuff I grew up listening to, I'm like, I don't hear this in the contemporary Mexican music of now.
I like to speak to more Spanish stations, and I have to tell you the truth. I really enjoy a lot of the listening to the Latin American music. I don't understand the language well enough that I feel like I could competently scope them out well. But I am going to, I promise you, I'm going to try to put some of that into the podcast as well.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I think people,
there's some stations in Mexico City that play English language music.
There's Alpha, there's a dance station, there's Joy FM, all these stations owned by radio.
One of the things that was interesting there, and of course the regular listeners didn't catch it, but they were going to have this $1,000 they were going to give away, and the national keyword was bank. And you had to send it in, and they didn't give you any criteria. So what they were going to do was they might say, oh, it's the Twin Cities turn, we'll give them the prize, or, oh, it's the Detroit's turn, or, oh, it's Miami's turn, whatever. So they promoted the contest about four times there, but you'd never hear about a winner because only once every 2 weeks might you get a winner on your station.
And I got to tell you the truth, because she didn't give any weather forecasts. I recorded that thing and I edited it down from 90 minutes to what you hear today on that air check. So I'm not even sure. I don't even know if she was actually doing the show live. She could be, for all I know. But it sounded to me like it, for all we know, that show may have been voice tracked, and I really don't know. Perry, do we have any other people raising their hands?
We absolutely do. Karen, it's your turn.
Yes, I wish we had a soft adult contemporary station here in Knoxville.
Why? I'm just curious to know why, Karen. Why do you like that? Just give us,
I just I'm getting older, and I like soft music. I'll admit it.
There you go. That's fine.
Karen, there's actually one over in Chattanooga, which would be the closest soft AC to you, but you have to listen online, and it's called Easy 106.9, and it uses an HD3 subchannel in a translator.
As long as they're on the internet, she might be able to hear them.
Yeah, right. They're on the internet.
Well, you know, I think what comes around goes around. They always talk about radio recycling itself, and it does, and that's what's happening. It was really nice to hear, for example, the oldie stations that came out of Plattsburgh, New York, and the one that's owned by the same company as the one that Karen listens to, WKCE.
Yes, WKCE.
And they have a guy named Roger Morgan who does a show from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, but he's also on in Burlington, Vermont from 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock p.m. So it's interesting to see the kind of mix of music that they play. So anyone else have any questions that would like to talk, say anything as well? We have a little bit of time before we do our classic air
any
check.
More
no,
raised hands,
Perry? What did you think of that station?
I thought it was cool. I really liked it. Perry, do we have anybody else with a raised hand?
Yeah, we do. Jerry, go ahead.
I didn't press *9, but I'm here anyway. really enjoying the podcast, and yeah, that's the kind of soft rock I like we just had on the last air check. I recognized all the songs, and of course began with one of my favorites, Neil Diamond, September Morn.
Mike from Florida.
Yeah, you know, I listen to them, and you hear the same songs that every other station is playing, and I know it's really sad.
I know that
I
you
like
say
those, not that though. Station. No, that wasn't true. What you're hearing there, and people mentioned other Magic 106 was playing, and now they're sort of adult contemporary. No, this is actually, Mike, this is a retro radio thing. It's going back, and like Jeff said, it's easy listening for, you know, for people our age, you know, 50s and 60s and whatever.
Even I'll say for like those of us in our 40s, because they were playing Hall & Oates and they were playing some 80s, you know, set up the Commodores and stuff like that.
That's right.
It's probably the 35 to 64.
I think the deal is though, Mike, that people and the panel in general, that, okay, radio is going to meet many challenges, and people who are our age are used to having a radio, turning it on and listening to something. And they better put more stuff that people our age are going to want to listen to, because the younger people aren't going to be doing it that way. So, you know, they've got to really think about that.
I mean, if you really want to... I'm sorry, go ahead, Sean. I'm sorry, I didn't even interrupt.
They went basically from the Beatles to Celine Dion. I mean, I liked almost every song. I'm not a Celine Dion fan, but, you know, all the other stuff that they played, I mean, the Hall & Oates, the Marvin Gaye. It's like, yeah, you hear those songs on other stations, some mixed, but it's the stuff, like me, as a little kid in the 70s, I heard it in the car, you know, riding with mom and dad. And then in the 80s, you heard it again. And then the 90s is kind of, you know, it's like it's that stuff. It's the oldie, it's the softer stuff that I grew up on, because you hear on your oldie stations, you hear the dancey stuff and a little bit harder. Right. But on this, you don't hear a lot of the softer stuff.
And Mike, they also know, Mike, they're not going to get tons of listeners at night because people are watching television. So they have to really capitalize on where they're going to get the most listeners. And obviously, people are going to listen to them at work. People might put them on in stores and places like that. That's the whole point of the radio station. The whole point is that they realize that people aren't going to... Not everyone loves hip-hop and rap. Not everyone loves today's top 40. Not everyone loves adult album alternative or alternative rock or whatever you call it today. And they want to hear something that's familiar, that's pleasant, especially when there are times when times are bad in the country, or even when they want to hear music that's going to make them forget about the bad things that are happening in this country. They want to hear music that makes them feel good. And that was the whole point of the radio station. Of course,
Jerry, go ahead.
Oh, I don't have anything to say.
What's happening is you're forgetting to put his hand down.
Robert.
Okay.
Robert.
I'll jump in. Believe me, I recognized every one of those songs. And,
sure.
Music today is honestly not worth listening to. So if more radio stations played the older stuff, I think they'd get a lot more listeners our age.
Mm-hmm.
And younger people are listening to oldies. I will say that younger people are really flocking to like 70s and 80s music.
Daniel, go ahead.
Well, and we're all in agreement here, because, you know, I'm 26 and I actually grew up on this
just
music.
A puppy.
I grew up listening to this because... yeah, it's true. I'm the baby of the panel. So the fact of the matter is, I grew up listening to this. I grew up when it was on WTPI. My mom put it on the car. I grew up when it was on, when I was a teenager, it was on B105.7, WYXB. I listened to it, and I still listen to it to this day, and it's so pleasant to hear. I even put it on in my office, and people come by and go, wow, I haven't heard those songs in 20-some-odd years. Wow.
Go ahead, Lionel, you had your hand raised again?
Lionel did, and then so did Joe. So Lionel,
I'll make it quick. Yeah, as far as me and Sean, we're right in the middle of the road here. I think you're 46, Sean. I'm 42, fixing to be 43 in August. But anyway,
yeah.
No, 99.9% of my music is off of Apple Music. However, I've been all over the board ever since we've been subscribers. I mean, I still like a lot of the alt rock of today, but somewhere in the middle, yeah. I dig a lot of singer songwriters, and you're not going to get this. You're not going to get that stuff on the radio at all.
Okay, go ahead, Joe. Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. I know
okay.
We're running out of time here. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Joe. Now, that was great. Now, Jeff, as you said, it's easy listening for us older guys. Now, there is something in the call letter change going back to Jennifer. I don't know if anybody noticed, but I did. Two stations that were Southern Christian or Southern Gospel. It said now Soft Christian. Maybe there's also a new market for easy listening Christian.
Right, there always has been because WMHR in Syracuse used to play easy listening Christian. So I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I tell you, we have a lot. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. It's me. It's Ellen. I'm on the extension. Anyway, we also have Magic 99, which also has the same format, which is nice to have, and they play that, they call it at, listen at work,
right.
Which is really
yep.
cool.
That's
the idea behind part of it, yeah. too.
Well, one of the things I like to do is to put, when I feature featured stations, guys, I like to feature stations of all kinds of formats, and you may hear formats that you may not like, but what I want to do is try to present everyone on the podcast with radio that you would not normally hear, that you might not listen to, but it's still out there. So, Bill, I see that it's I want to just make sure we have time for Tim's show, and Tim says he's coming up after this.
Yeah, we're going to run just a minute or two late, Tim, but this gives me an opportunity to thank everybody who's called in tonight and the panel, the discussion group. It's just been great, and this just gets better. We're kind of like that TV station, WFLA. We do everything. We try it. If it sticks, it works. We keep trying it. So, Jeff, you're going to go back to, what, 1973 and WLS-FM?
1970. It's going to be WLS, and you're going to hear the late Gary Gears.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
wow.
I love that.
And so I think you guys will like that.
See you next
week. We'll see you all next week. See you Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Saturday night, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, Sports Time Live.
Got it. Thank you, Perry. Thanks, everybody.
This week, we're taking the virtual time machine back to January 21st, 1970. And we're going to listen to radio station WLS-AM, and the radio announcer is Gary Gears. But Gary Gears was an accomplished voiceover announcer who did loads and loads of commercials and worked all over the country at numerous radio stations. So without further ado, sit back and enjoy Gary Gears on radio station WLS-AM from January 21st, 1970, on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
WLS. 411 at WLS and the Jerry K Show 9 degrees below zero. I suggest you bundle up. Fifth dimension now. We get blown away. Come on.
You hold fire, I'm mad with desire.
Don't attempt to come downtown to in front of a Michigan and whacker without an anchor, folks. It's terrible out there.
Blow you a little bad all over town. 4-13 at WLS.
If you're mad enough to meet the challenge, at Grand's Balding Dodge, 3300 West Grand Avenue.
Solid gold. 20 solid gold hits on one stereo album, Vanilla Fudge.
Animal.
Brooklyn Bridge.
Worst that could happen.
Seven spoonfuls.
Down summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty gritty.
Animal.
Turtle.
Tommy James. Dionne Warwick. Janis Joplin. The Rascals. Miracles. And more.
20 solid gold hits, only $350. Mail 350 to Solid Gold Hits, Box 323, Radio City Station, New York, New York, zip code 10019. Don't forget now, mail 350 for one or $6 for two albums to Solid Gold Hits, Box 323, Radio City Station, New York, New York, zip code 10019. Chicago weather. The WNS Chicago had a very chilly upon us this morning. Clear and continued very cold, as a matter of fact, for this morning and today. Partly cloudy and not quite so cold for Thursday and Friday. Low this morning, 5 to 10 below in the city, about 20 below in the suburbia area, with a high today of zero. Under fair skies, I have 9 degrees, can you dig that, below zero at WLS.
Jerry K, 89 WLS.
Secret assistant, BLS Jubilee here at 69. I'm a rambling gambling man. 418 at WLS.
But
Pfizer
is the king of.
If you put an Hinckley & Schmidt water cooler in your office, sales won't suddenly soar, your employees won't stop asking for raises, and life will be much as it was before, except that you'll have made a lot of your people a little bit happier. And that's worth a lot of money in any business. A lot more than the pennies per day Hinckley & Schmidt water will cost. There are all kinds of models. Hinckley & Schmidt compact coolers that take less floor space than a lady's pocket handkerchief. Or hot and cold water dispensers to provide instant coffee, instant soup, and many instant beverages, as well as the coolest, clearest, finest spring pure water in the world. You can get Hinckley & Schmidt coolers with compact refrigerators built in, too. What are you waiting for? A deal? Okay, here it is. Call SU-76540 for a 10-day free trial. With your cooler, you'll also be given free a 5-gallon bottle of Spring Pure Corinna's water, plus 200 packets of delicious coffee or tea, hot chocolate or soup. All this free for 10 days by just calling SU-76540.
89 WLS. 420 WLS and the Jerry K Show, 9 degrees below zero. Think I've got a problem. My shoes don't have any sole, man. But this young man does. Came up from the south, I believe, Atlanta. Got a very heavy song. Joe Sapp, walk a mile in those shoes. Good morning, Joey.
If I could see you, you.
9 degrees below zero under mostly clear skies in Chicago. A $12 million 1970 teacher's contract has won final ratification by a whopping 6-1 margin. The contract calls for accelerated pay programs for Chicago teachers, smaller class sizes, and more fringe benefits, but it lacks the 10% pay raise demanded by teachers. This news presented by Allied Radio, the world's largest electronic department store. Good morning, I'm Jeffrey Hendricks, WLS News. Here's some heartwarming news. Temperatures in the Chicago area, which haven't risen above zero since 4 p.m. Monday, are expected to remain below zero again today, marking the 8th day of sub-zero weather this year. And if the cold snap continues, we can set a record for cold in January. Willie Brown is a truck driver for Ogden Foods in West Ontario Street. Willie was getting a haircut last night, and somebody drove off with his truck filled with $5,000 worth of peanuts, candy, and cigarettes. 46-year-old Theodore DeLavos, a longtime 47th Ward Democratic Precinct captain and a former member of Governor Kerner's staff, died this morning of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Mayor Daley has made his pitch to ConCon delegates in Springfield. Daley's main point concerned more home rule for cities.
The people of Illinois look to you to give them a constitution which will meet the challenge of an urban society. This is probably the last time in our century when we will have this opportunity. The adoption of the proposal of the Illinois Municipal League on home rule will do much to achieve this goal.
Mayor Daley in Springfield yesterday. Another Chicago serviceman has given his life in the Vietnam War. The latest to be killed in action was Army Sergeant Edward Witek of North Rockwell Street. James Maloney, principal of Crane High School, has asked for a transfer. Crane High has been closed recently because of racial problems. Maloney blames the situation on the lack of security and the killing of two students by police last summer. In case you didn't notice, the cost of living in Chicago rose about 5.5% last year as compared with 1968. Where did you spend your money? The Department of Labor says on public transportation, home ownership, and meat, poultry, and fish. The only decreases were in gas and electricity costs.
Downstate in Edwardsville, Illinois, security police rushed to the Southern Illinois University post office yesterday. They were armed with vacuum cleaners and brooms. 4,000 crickets had escaped from their container in the post office. The crickets were on their way to become food for lizards being used in a research project at SIU. The Soviet Union has announced that it stripped Svetlana Stalin of her Soviet citizenship. She's the daughter of Soviet dictator Stalin. She fled to the United States in 1967 and plans to become a U.S. citizen. Reports out of Amman this morning say an Israeli invasion into Jordan south of the Dead Sea touched off the biggest battle between the two nations in nearly 2 years. Sources report Israeli ground troops were preceded by tanks and artillery barrages. Predictions of a new communist offensive next month from South Vietnamese officials at the Vietnam peace talks in Paris. These same officials rule out any major policy changes in Hanoi until a power struggle there is ended. The controversial $20 billion money bill for health, education, and welfare has cleared a major hurdle with the blessing of the Senate. But the Senate must act on a minor amendment before final passage sometime today. And administration sources say President Nixon wants to raise Social Security taxes next year. Mr. Nixon, according to those sources, plans to propose to Congress that it raise the taxable wage base ceiling from $7,800 to $9,000. The Chicago weatherman, our sub-zero hero. WBS Chicago weather next.
Allied Radio believes a happy ending makes a great beginning, and that's why they're continuing their year-end sale into these first few weeks of 1970. Right now, you can save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on stereo hi-fi, tape recorders, radios, TV, everything electronic. Listen to these sensational values. A complete 40-watt stereo FM-AM phono system with Girard changer and Allied speakers. Now, if purchased separately, $244.85, but reduced for this sale to only $149. Allied's own 12-inch three-way speaker system, regular $79.95 value, now only $49. And the values go on and on during Allied's big year-end sale. But hurry, there are only 5 days left to cash in on the big savings. The sale ends Monday, January 26th, and the quantities are limited. So hurry into Allied Radio, the store with entertaining ideas.
WBS Chicago weather, clear but continued very cool to this morning and today. Partly cloudy, not quite so cool to Thursday and Friday. Low this morning, 5 to 10 below here in the city, about 20 below in suburbia. Today's high, not expected to get above zero. WBS Lakefront temperature, minus 4. O'Hare reports 12 below. And officially Midway has minus 9. The news has been presented by Allied Radio, the world's largest electronic department store. Jeffrey Hendricks reporting for the Big 89.
WLS, the Windy City.
For Mid-America, the Chicago Giant. WLS.
432 at WLS, Jerry K. Show. Here's Bobby Vinton.
You follow me.
Somewhere. Bobby Vinton, my elusive dream, 435 at WLS on the Jerry K. Show.
Well, that may sound flat, but I know you dig that Mendelssohn melody. If it'll soon be your song on the biggest day of your life, come and visit Henry's Formal Wear. They'll be at the WLS Bridal Fair, Saturday and Sunday, January 31st and February 1st at the Sheraton Chicago Hotel. Their expert fashion consultants will help you coordinate a custom look for your man and his attendants. And Henry's large selection of formal shirts and accessories are truly exciting. Exclusive 1970-styled ruffled shirts in Caribbean blue, sunset gold, raspberry, and white. Plus a great supply of award-winning Edwardian tuxes that'll turn you on. See why you don't have to have your man dressed in that stuffy, old-fashioned look. Register now for the bridal fair at your nearby Henry's Formal Wear and get your free booklet on bridal fashions. Henry's, the new pro in men's formal wear, is getting famous all over town. There are 7 convenient locations.
Visit Henry's at 52 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, or the all-new Henry's Formal Wear at 63rd Street, just west of Kedzie. And remember, if you visit the Henry's Bridal Consultant at the Big WLS Bridal Fair.
What'll you have? Yeah, a good old time flavor's here. Yeah, what'll you have? Make it Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
joy of the past you can taste today. That's Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Blue Ribbon is the national symbol for good old-time flavor because Pabst is still brewed today the old-time premium way, slowly and naturally. We've been making our beer like this for over 125 years. For us, there's just no other way to brew great beer. Original Pabst Blue Ribbon, brewed by the first of the great Milwaukee brewers.
Old-time flavor is here today in Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
WLS 437 WLS on the Jerry K Show with Gary Hughes. Don't forget this morning, 6 o'clock. Little baby. Everybody's under the weather. We'll see what happens. Right? That's about all I can say. Almost everybody is out with a flu. But I came through, didn't I? Guess who? No time for you.
A trip back in time to January 21st, 1970. Listening to Gary Gears on radio station WLS AM in Chicago, Illinois. Love that old newscast. And I love that commercial for Allied Radio, which was bought up by Radio Shack. Both companies don't exist anymore. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, want to let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For all things radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.